You're listening to an audio resource from Vineyard Church of the Rockies in Fort Collins, Colorado. We are joining God's mission, transforming all things, and you're invited. To learn more about us and how you can connect, please visit votr.church.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Natalie. I'm one of the pastors here at the Vineyard. It's so great to be together and start our week together in worship. I love that. I love the Christmas song ads. It's so fun and gets us settled into this time of year. I also want to welcome everyone on the live stream, too. I'm so glad you could join us and be with us. Well, I'm diving right in. I've made a lot of mistakes in my parenting. So many. It's hard sometimes. There are days I think I know that I know exactly what I'm doing, and there are other days that I have no idea if I'm being helpful or not. There are times where I need to discipline my kids and I hold the line really strong, and there are times where I'm probably letting them off the hook like way too much. I can have a hard time finding the balance between grace and truth. Well, one time in particular, I remember it so well, I was way too quick to throw out a discipline to my kids. I just blurted out, "That's it. No more toys in your room for the entire week." And that was a big mistake. If you've been parenting and you're like, "I just threw out that discipline," I taught my kids nothing from that. They learned literally nothing, and I ended up with a ton of toys in my room for the week. That's really all that happened from that. You know, something good did come out of that, though. Jeff and I, we realized that we actually needed to plan out what helpful discipline would look like. I remember sitting down and talking with Jeff, and he said, "What if the next time our kids do something that deserves discipline, what if we offer grace? What if we take them to go get ice cream instead?" So the next time we needed to discipline our kids, I can't even remember what it was, but you know, it was basic kid stuff, and a few too many lines were crossed, and so we needed to address it, but we decided to go with the grace route, and we took them to go get ice cream. But we did that because we wanted to intentionally model the grace of Jesus Christ to our children. Our kids, they were completely surprised, a little shocked even, that we even did that. We still told them that they couldn't do what they did, right? We did the truth side of things, but we did it with ice cream in a low-pressure, low-anxiety setting. So glad we planned ahead. It was really, really helpful for us to be more intentional and actually teach our kids something, right? So helpful. We had an opportunity to do things differently. Now, every moment, every circumstance is different, and there are so many times that we get it wrong or are too harsh, and then we need to apologize. I can err on the side of grace myself because of my own insecurities, but wouldn't it be so helpful to know the truth and to experience grace in it? All month long, we've been in a series using the simple 2x2 grid to help us explain how truth works together. The first week, we talked about how Jesus is both fully God and fully man. Last week was how Jesus is both the lion and the lamb. And this week's message is that Jesus is filled with both grace and truth. So here's the image this morning. We can put that up. The grace line's across the bottom. The truth is pointing up. This is going to be our framework, so we'll use this to help us get into this week. As we get into this, something to help us, we're going to take a look at John 1:14. We're going to get into the Gospels a little bit. So let's look at John 1:14. "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Now, in this passage, the Word is referring to Jesus. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling place among us. The passage goes on to say that we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, not just a little bit of grace and truth. He came full of grace and truth. And this is incredible news. I'm so grateful that he held both together perfectly. Jesus is full of grace and truth, and we can approach him in all his glory, knowing that he loves us and truly wants the best for us. That is a very steady and safe place to be. Now, this impacts us in incredible ways. If you've ever wondered, will God have compassion on my circumstances? Will he give me what I need to get through one more day? He is filled with grace for you. And at the same time, if you've ever wondered, does this Christian thing really make sense? With all the opinions and ideas out there, is there a right way to live? Will the life and teachings of Jesus actually make a difference? He is filled with truth for you. Now, maybe you're here this morning and you didn't know that this is who Jesus is and that you could have a personal relationship with him. Here's the good news. He freely gives the gift of salvation, and you have the opportunity to surrender your life to him today and experience that same grace and truth that we're talking about. If you've never given your life to Christ, I'm going to invite you later on in the service to follow him for the very first time. But while you think about that, let's get back to the two by two. We're going to work our way through this together this morning. All right, because Jesus is filled with grace and truth, he is in the upper right side. And we hope to be like him. We hope to be like him. It's what we read in John 1:14. All truth and all grace, and he holds both together perfectly. It's John 1:14, but it's also the famous Christmas song, Joy to the World. We just sang that. This Christmas, as you hear and sing Joy to the World, be reminded of this scripture. There's that part. I mean, you just sang this. There's that part that goes, he rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove. I can kind of hear you. The glories of his righteousness. It's catchy, right? But this is where it comes from. I mean, it's not just this joy-filled song. It's a joy-filled, upbeat song for the holidays. We can kind of get into the rhythm of it. That was really good, by the way. Very good. This song, what it does though, it lifts our eyes to him, reminding us of the passage that we read in John 1. It reminds us that he is filled with grace and truth. And that is my hope and prayer for you this morning and all Christmas season, that your eyes would be lifted up to him. Now, if you move to the upper left corner of the grid, okay? We're making our way over the all truth, no grace section. This is where you place the Pharisees. The Pharisees were religious leaders who were filled with truth. They had incredible knowledge of the scriptures, but we all know that just because you have a little truth or you're an expert, it doesn't mean that you can love like Jesus. And we can all become a little Pharisee if we're not careful. It can happen when we parent. It can happen when we look at everything going on in the world, especially when it's all broken and we just want everyone to know the truth. But if we don't balance it with the fullness of God's grace, we can also miss the mark. Flip to the other side, the lower side, where you have all truth and or all grace and no truth. In this equation, anything goes. There is no truth, so you can kind of do whatever you want, right? And it ultimately leads to universalism or licentiousness. If you think about parenting again, let's say your kids decide to color all over the walls. How are you going to respond? All grace and no truth would mean that there are no consequences, right? This is when let's go get ice cream probably doesn't work very well. Right? Coloring on the walls, it's just a small example. But imagine with me the same child who's never been corrected at age 12. Now imagine a 16-year-old driving around the road with no understanding of truth. You multiply it out, and now you have your first job, and older yet, you're like 67 years old, and you've got to figure out your retirement without ever encountering truth or having good understanding. It's going to be really hard to thrive. We need both grace and truth. In the lower left, I mean, I'm not really sure what you could call it, but I think we could all agree that that's kind of a bad place to be, and you could end up in a cult or something. So that's where we're at. Okay, this is the 2x2 grid for us this morning. It's going to help us out. So it helps us understand Jesus, who is filled with both grace and truth, but it also helps us know where we're at in this equation and how this scripture, it impacts us today. So let's go back to John 1, this time adding a few more verses. I'm going to start in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Verse 14, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And jump to 17, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. This is Jesus. In verse 17, it says very clearly that grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. As we reflect on this during Christmas, may we all experience Jesus Christ, who came and dwelt among us. Jesus is both grace and truth. I know I've said it a bunch of times, but I'll keep saying it because this passage is all about grace and truth, all about it. And well, as I was prepping for this sermon, I read a really great book by Mark Batterson. It's called Please, Sorry, Thanks. I put a little link to it in the sermon notes at votrweekly.org. It's a really great read, but there's a perfect quote that lines up with this morning. I want to share it with you. This is what Mark writes. Love is grace plus truth. Grace means I'll forgive you no matter what. Truth means I'll be honest with you no matter what. Truth minus grace is hot sauce. It's all head and no heart. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Grace minus truth is weak sauce. It's all heart and no head. We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, so we let them hurt themselves. Grace plus truth is our secret sauce. I love that. This is Mark's version of our 2x2. This is what it is, except he's using sauce. Great example. All truth is hot sauce. All grace is weak sauce. But we're after Jesus, our secret sauce. Jesus says, I'll forgive you no matter what. And he also says, I'll be honest with you no matter what. Our passage for today is from John 1, but the book of John, it's filled with incredible examples of how Jesus lived this out. I want to share two quick stories with you. I'm not going to put them on the screen, but I'll just remind you of them because one is filled with grace and the other is filled with truth. So if you keep moving through John, in John 2, this is our illustration of truth. Get ready. Jesus actually made a whip, flipped some tables, and kicked a bunch of people out of the temple because none of them were following God's ways. He didn't hold back. He was honest with the Jews. He was very direct and in some ways intimidating because they were so far off track that they weren't bringing God any glory. Now Jesus, he holds the line and he does not back down from the truth that needed to be said and that needed to be heard, right? I mean, imagine if Jesus never showed us this side of himself. Imagine if he never confronted false teaching with truth. There would be no justice. There would be no righteousness. And these are the things that are important. These are things that are all important for large groups of people, but they're also important for you and for me. I mean, if you get off track, it's good to know that Jesus is going to speak truth to you, that he'll correct you and he'll draw you back to himself. Or if someone's mistreating you, it's good to know that he'll correct them, right? And stand up for you. And this is so key because without the fullness of truth, he can never make the wrong things right. Of course, we need Jesus to be like this. And I'm so grateful that this is who he is. Then a few chapters later in John 8, there's a beautiful story of God's grace. In this passage, the religious leaders and Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery to Jesus. If you remember from earlier, the Pharisees are the guys who are experts in truth, but they have no grace. Back then, they were a bit harsh, and the law said that they could stone her. So they brought her to Jesus to see what he would do and what he would say. And he said, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her. After this, the religious leaders, they left one by one by one until it was only Jesus and the woman. He turned to her and he asked, has anyone condemned you? And she said, no one. Jesus looked at her and he said, I don't condemn you either. Go and sin no more. He was the only one who was without sin, and yet still he led with grace, and then he circled around with truth at the end. In this moment of incredible compassion and mercy, we get a look at what Mark Batterson said was the secret sauce, the fullness of grace and truth, right? That changes everything. This is who Jesus is. This is who he is. But we never want to just keep God in these pages. We want him to be in our minds and in our hearts and in our lives. And since Jesus is full of grace and truth, this also means that Jesus has grace and truth for you. I imagine in a room this size, at least some of us, or maybe most of us, think that Jesus is mostly one way or the other with us. Maybe you've pictured Jesus being a little bit heavy-handed and more truth than grace. This can impact how you approach him. Yes, Jesus comes with truth, and he wants to bring correction, but he does it with tenderness. He does it with mercy, patience, kindness. If all you ever do is experience truth without grace, you're likely going to think that God is very harsh or impatient, even demanding. Now, some of you think that he's mostly grace with you, but he does also want to convict you and change, bring correction, bring truth into your life. I mean, maybe you've had a bad experience with someone in authority reprimanding you too harshly with shame, judgment, or even rejection if you make a mistake, and now you avoid correction. But really what you need is a bit of healing, because the pain can keep you from the very glorious experience of God's truth. I mean, or maybe, and this can happen to you, you've lived your life thinking he's all truth for you and maybe all grace for everyone else, or vice versa. I mean, living into these thoughts, there's no way this doesn't impact our view of who Jesus really is. Our experience of Jesus, it can be skewed because we live in a broken world. This is the reality. And maybe you've had an incomplete picture of who he is because of something that you've experienced here on earth. Again, there's no way this doesn't impact you, right? My hope for you is that you can experience God today as both grace and truth fully. That you would allow Jesus into those places that have maybe felt a little bit lopsided. Do you need more of his grace in your life? Do you need more of his truth? We show up every Sunday with great expectation for God to meet us right where we're at. Right? During our time of ministry and response, pray for an encounter with Jesus Christ in his fullness, not just in part. Have someone pray with you and for you to receive all that he has for you. To experience the grace and truth of Jesus, we need to seek encounters with God and receive prayer. But we also need to experience God in the scriptures over and over and over again. Pick up a Bible, read the book of John for the grace and truth, and look for the grace and truth of Jesus in the midst of that. You're going to eventually stumble on the stories that I shared with you this morning and so much more. But spend time in the scriptures. Spend more time in the scriptures maybe than how you spend time watching the news or scrolling through your social media feed. Spend time in the scriptures and see what the Lord has for you. And as you read the scriptures, I also want to encourage you, read them slowly and reflect on your own life. If you truly spend time reflecting on your life, you're going to find places that lacked both grace and truth. We spend time reflecting on those things so that we can go to Jesus and invite him to fill the places of lack in our lives. Oftentimes, when you reflect on past experiences, this can also help you see what you've been missing or maybe even are longing for. There's a lot of truths out there, but I want the full truth that is found in Jesus Christ. I want to know my identity in Christ and where I'm going. I'm desperate to know if I'm on the right track or not. Only Jesus can be that for me. Only Jesus can offer me grace and in turn pick me up and point me in the right direction with his truth. Over the course of my life, I know I've needed to experience healing from moments of all grace or all truth. And what I've come to realize is that oftentimes it's just not a quick fix. I want it to be, but it's not. It's a slow journey. I need the ongoing, long-term process, really encountering the grace of Jesus in my life over and over and over again to actually believe that that's who he is for me. And we're adding an incredible discipleship program to our church in 2026. I want to share with you But a lot of our team has already been through it together and have experienced transformation through this program. It starts in February 2026, which sounds so far from now, doesn't it? It's right around the corner and registration is open, so you can go to the weekly to sign up for that. But it's a 6-month long journey that's very extensive and exactly what you need for a long-lasting discipleship. It's called emotionally focused. We call it EF for short. It's the curriculum. The curriculum is crafted so that you can reflect back and then you can walk forward with purpose. You implement spiritual disciplines along the way that help you grow into the fullness of who Jesus has created you to be. So I'd encourage you to sign up and start that journey with us this next year. EF, it will help you grow and it will impact your relationships and everyone around you. We look to Jesus to encounter the fullness of his grace and truth. We need those experiences for ourselves. But the final point this morning is that those transformational experiences, they were never designed to stop or stay with us. You can offer grace and truth to the world as well. You have a great opportunity, actually, this week to offer grace and truth to those around you. I mean, this Christmas, it's only a few days away, right? It's coming up. You will see a relative who leans too far towards truth or too far towards grace. And maybe this time around, instead of being offended, you can encourage them. Bless them. Call out the godliness in them. I also know that people have a lot of opinions about how Christmas gatherings should go. Like, we need to meet here. It needs to look this way. Always have this food. You must do it exactly this way. We're not going to change anything. And that might bother you, or maybe you're that person, I don't know. But where can you move to a place of grace in the midst of that? Where can you show up full of grace? And parents, Christmas break has begun. It's officially starting when your kids start running around, they get all stir crazy, and they've had so much Christmas cookies and sugar, the sugar crash is real. I mean, how can you parent with grace and truth? I also want to say, like, don't forget who allowed them to have that much sugar, right? This year, I mean, as we're only a few days away from our Christmas Eve services, I encourage you to reflect on the true meaning of Christmas and to kind of reorient your focus back on Jesus Christ. Slow down, pause, reflect, and invite the Lord to help you offer grace and truth. Jesus is full of grace and truth, and you can receive both today. Right here in this room, seek the fullness of Jesus this morning, this week, and every week. Why not receive all that he has for you? As I close, let me read John 1:14 again. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word, Jesus Christ himself, became flesh and he dwelt among us. He rules the world with truth and grace, and he makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Let's pray.